Support for KNKX comes from Alaska Airlines, with most flights offering power at each seat so travelers can keep their phones, laptops, or tablets fully charged in flight. More at alaskaair.com.
Time now for Going Places here on KNKX, and we're headed to Austria. We hear from three tour guides who each come from different parts of the European country, and we get a glimpse of the Alps as the snow makes its way down from the peaks. KNKX travel expert Matthew Brumley sent us this audio postcard from Salzburg.
Yeah, so I'm here. I am in the Domplatz in Salzburg, and I'm with actually three Austrian guides from three different cities, and they've just informed me from the three most important cities, and none of them involve Vienna, right? So could you introduce yourself and where you're from?
I'm from Graz, and Graz is the second biggest town in Austria, but in the corner in the southeast direction, and not so many people know it. And around Graz is an area that they call the Styrian Tuscany, yeah, where wonderful wine is being produced.
So Styria, so Graz being the capital of Styria. So Heidi is from Graz and Styria, which is the south of Austria near the Slovene border. And Regina is from Linz. And Linz is famous because it's another great Austrian city.
Where you have Anton Bruckner, a very famous composer, once born close by in Ansfelden. But in Linz you have the Bruckner House and the Bruckner Festival. And I was born on the other side of the Danube. This is the part which is leading to Bohemia.
Regina from Linz, and now we have Helmut, who's actually from Salzburg. What is it about Salzburg? I mean, the food, how is it different from the food, the wine, the language from the other regions that we've been talking about?
We have, I would say, not much difference. We have all in common. Salzburg has more Bavarian roots. In summertime, when the festivals are going on, quite a selection of high-class restaurants here around. By the way, from the concerning the composers, we have Mozart. Yeah, we have Sound of Music.
Yeah? Yes, yes.
So you can forget everything what you have heard from my colleagues. Yeah. So I am overlapping them, and I am like an avalanche. Yeah.
Okay. So Salzburg seems to, almost with tourism, to like to crush everyone else, you know.
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. Tschüss.
Don't say tschüss in Austria.
Oh.
Say grüß Gott or pfiat dich.
Right now you're listening to the monastery, the bells of St. Peter's. Another thing that's been really wonderful about the drive through Austria today is that the first snow is already in the Alps. So there's this beautiful, just kind of sprinkling, dusting of fine snow on the tips of the higher Alps. And the Austrians say in a month they'll be skiing here. So the harvest time has already happened, so people are drinking the young wines, and it's quite festive here.
Matthew Brumley is our travel expert here at KNKX, and he's the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions on Bainbridge Island. He sent this audio postcard from Austria. You can learn more about Austria, including tips on how and when to visit, on our website, knkx.org.